Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 206, and boy is my ass tired from sitting on it for what seemed like an eternity, watching all of that E3 bullshit. It's supposed to be exciting, biggest event of the year for video games, and yet I was only interested in maybe 10% of everything shown there. Most of it was shit they already showed last year, or expansions and updates and shit like that to games that have been out for fucking forever already. So, yeah, it's a, you know, it's a transitional period, I guess, with new fucking systems and shit. That are supposed to be coming out next year, and they're trying to figure out fucking streaming and the different storefronts and subscription models, and it's pretty safe to say they've given up on fucking VR at this point, but come on, guys, make some fucking games, will you? Oh, and my ass is tired because it's still Gay Pride Month, too, so that was the joke I was going for, and then I kind of trailed off a little bit there, I think. But E3 is behind us, like an old fat Jew behind Carlos Maza. So let's get back to it. The regularly scheduled programming shit. www.gruntfreepress.com is the website. Got to make sure you put the www in there so people know it's the World Wide Web. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. There is no www when you are entering an email address. It's a little tech tip there. I'm Absolute Deicide, and I'm about 3 weeks behind on my in-depth, industry-shaking video game analysis. So, yeah, let's get to it. A lot of these are games I started and then quit, as you'll see, but, you know, it's the way it goes. Pathologic 2, for instance. Man, I really fucking wished I liked Pathologic more than I do. Like, I like that game more in concept. I'm looking at it like, dude, this looks like a game I should fucking love than I do in reality. So just like I tried to play the first game, the first Pathologic, same shit, where I just fucking like, I love the art, I love the fucking, you know, I like the jankiness of it. It's not fucking super polished, and it's kind of like fucking, you know, there's no like huge bugs, but it's just fucking like, oh, this isn't really designed, like, you know what I mean? It's not fucking, definitely not like some mainstream like fucking polished game. It's just fucking, you know, there's problems which could go either way. I think, you know what I mean? This fucking, I think Pathologic, the issue is more of the fucking, just the design of it, I guess. You know, one of those games where the rough edges actually help the creepy atmosphere. You know, it's a fucking like horror game and shit. So it's fucking like, it's kind of, it works in its favor that is fucking not fucking super, you know, mainstream, I guess. You know, the translated Russian dialogue isn't terrible. I mean, you can understand what the characters are saying, but a lot of it's like the sentence structure and stuff is odd, and you can't really tell if that's like an intentional choice or not, or it's just fucking just a weird translation issue. I think some of the phrases, like some of the shit that people are saying, like the characters in Pathologic, is just fucking, it's a made-up language, but it could be fucking just some weird phonetic Russian for all I fucking know, you know? Shit like that, I'm like, fucking, I'm pretty down with just, like, the weirdness of it, but, the gameplay is just a pain in the ass. You're on a constant timer. You know, they give you all of these points of interest to investigate, which will show on the map, and if you don't get there in time, that the quest line that, you know, it's that's tied to, that you were supposed to go to, like that whole side quest or whatever will fail, and then they make the city a nightmare to navigate. You know, you can't just fucking open the map and like, all right, I'm gonna put a marker here. Or, you know, there's already, you know, the markers are the main ones are there already. Like, you can't just fucking just go and just beeline for those. You know, each district in the city is walled off, and you're running through a maze of obstacles to find like what, well, one particular house you have to get into. That, you know, it's fucking just going through all these alleys and shit, and fucking there's all these houses that are just like super close together and shit, like right next to each other. And you have to get to this, yeah, you know, one fucking certain one. And then, even when you find it, you're still like checking every door to see which ones you can enter or not. Like when you're inside and, you know, holding the fucking, whatever it is, the tab key or something to highlight, you know, you can just hit one of them and it just pops up, like anything that's interactable will highlight white. So even when you're inside the fucking houses, you're like, I don't know what the fuck, like what am I fucking looking at? You know what I mean? Like, what can I pick up? What can I, and you know, for these fucking, who can I talk to? You're always just fucking constantly hitting that shit. So you have to fucking like just speed run to get anything done essentially. And not only do I fucking hate speed running, but I think that like having that in this game, like that mechanic, that what do you want to call it? The fucking outline, the fucking, you know, that gameplay loop of just fucking, oh, you just always have to speed run, or you're going to be missing like a ton of shit. It just seems to be off base. Like, it doesn't really fit for the type of game that Pathologic is. Yeah, where it's a fucking like atmospheric horror mystery game with a fucking the survival simulation on top of it. So yeah, you got this world you want to fucking poke around in, talk to everybody you can, learn about the fucking the plague and the backstory and the lore with the fucking all the shit, you know, all the weird shit in the game, like what's going on with it, you know, the plains people, the fucking rustic, like fucking, you know, fucking backwater, whatever you want to call it, just fucking people who live out in the fucking fields, and this fucking kind of like ancient tribes people almost. Let's say, what's up with them? What's up with all the fucking the plague doctors and the fucking the crows and all the kids wearing dog masks? Like, you want to like find out about the world. And you know, it's a fucking survival horror game in every sense of the word, where you should be fucking like taking it slow and searching every nook and cranny, and then it's fucking, well, you know, if you don't just fucking sprint through all this shit and hold down sprint for fucking, you know, if you don't do that, if you let off the fucking run button for 2 seconds, you're gonna be fucking starving to death and dying from exhaustion and failing all these quests and shit. So it's like, yeah, that kind of sucks. You know what I mean? It's fucking, I can't just fucking like just check everything out. Not even, you know, I'm not even like anal about having like the quests like time out. Like, that's not even my issue. It's not like fucking like, oh, I want to see everything in the first play. Like, I don't even care about that. Like, I'm not like a completionist. Like, I thought it was really cool in like you know, the Dead Rising games, where where you'd have to replay it several times if you want to see everything or most of the shit. Like, I'm fine with that, but it's fucking like awful having to replay anything in like Pathologic when you fail. There's fucking like, I think I fucked myself over. I can't do anything. I'm just like this loop of dying. I don't have enough fucking resources. So I don't know. I could like replay it and restart it, but I mean, it's just the majority of the game is just running around a more or less abandoned town and just finding somebody specific you have to fucking talk to. And you're just reading fucking paragraphs of text is pretty much like most of the game. So, and then like, yeah, if it's the first time through, it's when you're doing that, like, it's really interesting. You're hanging on every word again. You're just trying to like decipher all the shit and figure stuff out. But yeah, you know, when you die in the game, then you get set back 20 minutes and you have to fucking, you know, run to an objective and again, and fucking like, you have the same dialogue. You just fucking like, I already read the shit. So it's just like, you know, skip, 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 and fucking, you know, it's just like, it's basically like when you die, it's just like a time penalty, pretty much. A fucking, boring time penalty because there's not much you can do when you're in like a shitty situation like that. It's something you fucked up like an hour ago. So if you're like, I'm dying at this fucking, I'm just like, oh, I think I'm fucked over, but you're just going to be like reloading a save where you're starving, you know, and it's like, oh, I'm starving to death, but I still don't have fucking food or what, you know what I mean? I still don't have food when I reload. So I just don't know what the fuck you're supposed to do at that point. So, I mean, yeah, they did update Pathologic 2, with the difficulty sliders for, you know, pussies like me. You just don't, you know, just like, well, I'm not really big on like survival games like that to begin with, like fucking whatever, like Don't Starve or fucking whatever, dude, you know, Long Dark and all that shit. There's a million of them, fucking those, you know, survival games you have to fucking craft and whatever, all that shit. At least you don't have to craft in Pathologic. That's a good thing, but it's just like the, you know, the resource fucking management. I'm just fucking like, oh, dude, you don't have a piece of bread, so, and it's very difficult to find a piece of bread in this fucking, you know what I mean? Like shit like that. So, I'm a pussy when it comes, I'm just being facetious and saying I'm a pussy about it. I just really just don't like it. But, so yeah, I mean, they added the difficulty sliders if you don't want to deal with that. And they did, I thought it was a very good job with that, where, you know, there's just fucking like dozens of fucking options where it's like, it's just like how much do you want the shit to affect the game? Like hunger, thirst, exhaustion with sliders and shit. All the survival shit you can fucking turn down, and, you know, how much damage you do, how much you receive, there's sliders for that. I'm like, all right, so again, I had already fucking tried to play through Pathologic 2 and just fucking like, I'm just stuck again. So then I'm like, oh, I'll wait for the difficulty sliders, and I'm like, I know I'm gonna get stuck again, so I just fucking I turn most of the sliders like way the fuck down, right? Because yeah, playing on the default settings, I only survived to day 3. It's where I hit the point where I'm like, I just don't know what the fuck I can do at like day 3. I think day 12 is what you're going for. You're supposed to be surviving for 12 days, and I can only make it a quarter of the way there. So, I didn't turn like every slider to zero or anything like that, because some of the sliders have like descriptions will say shit like, you know, if you don't catch the plague at least once, like you won't be able to meet some like important characters and blah blah blah, like, oh, this is like an important thing, like you want to, you know what I mean, like you want to be able to get exhausted and get fucking like hungry at some points in the game, otherwise like shit won't won't happen, or it'll be difficult for like story shit to happen. So I'm like, all right, like I can deal with like a little bit of the survival stuff's okay. For instance, I'm playing fucking We Happy Few or whatever, and like that game's like, I like the way they did it, where it's fucking like, well, if your guys like would be technically starving to death or whatever, you know, if you're like exhausted, like it's like, oh, so you're not gonna like die, like, and please, just like, oh, it's gonna give you like a couple like little debuffs, so it's just something to keep in the back of your head of like, oh, I should probably like drink water every now and then, or like, you know, go and rest, and like that'll fucking like help you out. But it's not like, I like the way they did it, like in this one it's like nah, if you're just gonna die, you know what I mean? I wish you could do something like that would be ideal, I think. But so I turned the sliders all the way down, and like, all right, so I made it further this attempt, right? I made it to day 5, but I was still like hopelessly fucked as far as I could tell. Like day 5, just like, I don't know, most of the plot lines, the quest lines are still failing those, because even being able to like sprint almost endlessly, like, is, I just like go run to a fucking, you know, go to a fucking, point of interest, you know, pick one of the side missions up or whatever, and it'd be like, okay, I need some medicine or something to cure this guy, to, you know, like that'll be the quest, is go find a certain type of medicine to go give to this guy. So I was like, all right, well, I got to like run to my safe house to be able to mix up like an elixir or a potion or whatever the fuck it is, whatever they call them, tinctures or some shit. It's like, all right, so I gotta go run to my safe house and with the right ingredients, mix it up and fucking like, oh, well, I'm missing like the one ingredient I'm missing. So, all right, so I gotta go run around to all the pharmacies and look for whatever, like brown antibiotics, whatever the fuck I'm looking for. Of course, and also too, whenever you're walking around, running around, you always have to stop and pick up every flower in the fucking world that you see, because you absolutely need the flowers for mixing shit and for selling. So that's like your main currency, is just the flowers and weeds or whatever that fucking grow in the world. It's like the shit you can get the most money for, which you're always fucking low on, and this shit you need to mix up the medicine or whatever, because you're a doctor in the game. So always have to stop for the, no matter, even though you can run around, like, you know, sprint endlessly, more or less, well, I'm still gonna have to stop and fucking pick these. It gives you like a buzzing noise. You hear like bees buzzing around them, I guess. It sounds like flies, but you just have to, like, every time you hear that, you just kind of like, all right, well, I gotta stop and look for this, and like, oh, it's behind, you know, it's behind a fence somewhere or whatever. But you definitely want to stop and pick all those up. So I'm doing that and, going to pharmacies and fucking trying to find the antibiotics, and I can't find anything I need. And then fucking like, oh, fuck, you know, what am I going to do? And then, you know, I was like, oh, I'll go to another pharmacy over here. It's a little bit further, but whatever. And then I'm running there, and then fucking like, oh, the game just like stops, and the clock fucking strikes midnight, and it just says like, oh, a new day begins, and fucking whatever, day five or whatever. And some fucking like, you know, then like some assumingly like crucial event is happening now. I would have to go to where it's like everything else on the, all the other markers on the map disappear. It's just like this one pops up, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, I guess I failed that fucking thing I was running around for hours and whatever. Like, you know, like that's fucking, that one's gone, I guess. Now it's just like this one main event I have to go to. So rush over there. Everything else is failing in the meantime. And it's like, oh, now they'll force you into like a dream sequence or something, and fucking like just like no clue what the fuck triggered this fucking dream sequence. But you know, by the time you get back again, all the fucking objectives on the map, it's like, oh, those are all, they've all changed. And it's like, okay, well, I guess I'll just have to go work on another random one, I guess. Fucking go to another marker and see what's going on. And then, like, oh, well, I was just kind of, like, equipped myself to deal with whatever, like, trying to heal these people. And now that's not the fight, you know, like, that's not what I'm going for at all. And you're not equipped to deal with fucking, like, oh, I gotta go fix, like, a water pump, so I need, like, all this other shit. Well, now I gotta go run back to my fucking safe house again, and then, like, all this other shit's happening, and I don't fucking know. I don't know what the fuck the game wants from me or when. It just seems like something you would have to replay over and over again, and just go through the same fucking shit, go through the same motions, and try to, like, I don't know, optimize your route and your playthrough and your fucking inventory, and just fucking, it's like, I'm just fucking not doing that. Like I don't fucking know. I already fucking restarted the game completely once and turned the difficulty down and had to replay all the fucking bullshit again. I had already seen, and I've ended up playing for over 20 hours total in the fucking game. I'm still like just not getting anywhere. Like I still ended up in this spot where these two fucking egg shaped retards were like cornering me in an alley and just like beating the shit out of me, and fucking even though the fucking, like, again, the damage and shit is all the way down, it's like, no, it's still there though. They're still fucking me up, and like, nothing I can really do about it. And you know, I just fucking just die and fucking like reload and have to skip a bunch of dialogue and run back to the same place. And like, oh, still nothing I can do about it. Die again. And every time you die, your max health drops. And you know what I mean? It's kind of like whatever, Dark Souls or whatever, like fucking being like cursed or something like that, where it's fucking just, you know, your maximum health just keeps dropping every time you die. So I'm just fucking just like, I don't know, I'm just not doing that. And I just fucking just rage quit the game. I just can't do it. Fucking uninstall it. I'm done. Not fucking dealing with it. The plague wins, I guess. It's fucking like, I wish I liked this game, but I just can't do it. So to get myself in a more cheery mood, I played Jet Set Radio, which is the cartoon rollerblading game where you skate around and tag graffiti. Very colorful, upbeat, groovy, you might say. I remember really liking the Jet Set game that was on the original Xbox. I think that one was Jet Set Radio Future or Jet Grind Radio. It's a fucking different name in the U.S. or Europe because of some legal garbage, I guess. But this one, fucking Jet Set Radio, I was playing on Steam. It's not quite the same game as the Xbox one. I think it's like the original one, and the Xbox one was the sequel. I think it was originally on Dreamcast, I want to say. One thing I remembered was fucking in the Xbox one that I played a lot, and I didn't have a Dreamcast, I didn't play the Dreamcast one, but the one thing I remember doing was fucking like making my own graffiti tags in the game, like these, you know, custom art you could use in the game, and you spray painted, right? There was like a very simple, almost like whatever paint shop, MS Paint type thing, where you could just fucking go in there and pick a color and just kind of like draw shit, whatever you wanted. Shittily draw. I mean, you draw them with a fucking analog stick, obviously. So, and you're pretty much making fucking pixel art with the fucking game controller. So yeah, it wasn't fucking like precise, and it usually didn't look that good. And, you know, it was like, well, Mario Paint or something like that, only without a mouse. You know, just using the fucking analog sticks. I mean, that was like the main reason I wanted to play, really, just to make awful fucking art. It was like my main thing. I'm like, that'd be kind of fun. So, I got the game on fucking Steam, and I searched on the Steam discussions to make sure it was, like that feature was in this one. And I kept seeing like all these threads of there saying like, oh, to do like custom graffiti, you need to use, some like fan made program to import your custom tag. So, I'm like, oh, okay, all right, whatever, man. I was fucking download that again. I mean, I ended up going down that fucking rabbit hole of fucking like, oh, I got to download this thing and fucking make it work with fucking Steam. And yeah, you can't use the program unless you have like a save file already. Like it hooks into like the save files themselves. Like it's not like fucking just like something you run in the background. Like you have to like hook them into the fucking game. So I'm like, okay, so I'll just fucking play Jet Set Radio. I'll just go through the intro and shit just to make sure I have a save file on the computer. So I do that, then I go back and try to find that, like try to find the save file in the fucking like by using that the custom graffiti program or whatever, and like I can't fucking find a save file anywhere. So it's kind of retarded too. It's fucking, you know, the Steam, but it's not like it says like you go into Steam, it's like blah 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 Jet Set Radio, and then like the save, it's like all, it's like identified but like a number, so it's like fucking like 221030 or something like that. Like I'm like, I don't fucking know. And then I have like these games to like 221 0, you know what I mean? Like fuck, it's just like it was a pain in the ass trying to find the right one. And so I'm like, all right, well, maybe it didn't fucking save. So I replay the intro again, make sure I have a fucking save file. I'm like, all right, there it is. I found it. But the graffiti thing, the custom fucking graffiti fucking app or program or whatever, still wasn't working. Couldn't figure it out. like how to make it work. It was fucking pissing me off. And it was also pissing me off, like, why the PC version of this doesn't have something that the Xbox game did, 15 years ago. I think the Xbox thing came out, and now this PC came out, Jet Set Radio on Steam came out maybe, I don't know, 5 years ago or something. It's like, why is that just not in here, like, as an option? I was getting really sick of playing the intro for the game over and over, trying to make this shit work. I was thinking maybe I did something wrong or whatever. Maybe the save file is not right or something. It's not, and the intro to the game isn't short. It's maybe 10 minutes before you can get to even make a save file. I have fucking no idea what was wrong with the custom graffiti thing. Maybe just want to work with a newer version or like an update of of the game. I have no fucking idea. I could not figure it out, like how to make it work. Then I say, like, fuck it, and I guess I'll have to use the, you know, the default graffiti in the game, and that's kind of gay, but it turns out, like, that paint shop thing is just in the game. Like, it's all the shit I was looking for is in this game already. It's still exactly what it was in the Xbox version. I was looking at the forums before I even played the game, but I guess the people in the discussions or whatever were bitching about not being able to import, just like import like a picture from like a JPEG or whatever from their computer to use that. And you know what I mean? It's like a photorealistic thing, like in this fucking cartoon, stupid fucking world. But that wasn't what I wanted. Like I just fucking like I wanted like just the shitty like pixel version that you could do. But yeah, I mean, I wasted fucking hours on that shit. Just, you know, you just have to play the fucking game for a little bit, and then it just unlocks. It just takes a little bit. It's like a little bit after the tutorial, like maybe after like the first mission you do, it's like fucking like, oh, now you can go to the paint shop or whatever and like do, you know, make your own custom shit. So, yeah, I mean, that was fucking, really the main reason I wanted to fucking play the game, just to make ridiculously fucking juvenile pixel art. So I did, you know, once I had access to it. You can make three different sizes, I think it's like small, large, and like extra large, and then when you play the game, it paints those depending on how big the area is that you're graffitiing, you know, when you're fucking, just gives you like the prompt to do the fucking graffiti shit. It's like, oh, if it's small, you know, if it's like a one, if you use like one fucking spray can to do it, it's a, give you like the extra small one, whatever, you know, two or three is the fucking large one, and then the one that take like 10 is the fucking extra large ones or whatever. So, you know, you're making the fucking, it's like you're just setting like which, what you want to show up when you're fucking doing those, and can do your own custom one that you made and set it for those. So I think for the small one, I made like a really fucking, just like a simplistic, just like a fucking like really shitty GFP logo, you know, like Rent Free Press thing, just fucking, you can do like, do it freehand, or you can just, they have set like letters, just putting, you know, the alphabet, and you just put the letters in and distort them and different fonts or whatever, and I just like did that, and you know, black background or whatever, nothing fancy, but you know, you have to spread the word to advertise. This fine fucking programmer fucking website, whatever the fuck this is. So I did that for the small one, and then for the large one, I'm like, oh, I'll try like the freehand shit. So, I just freehand painted, Trump 2020, which was, again, not that difficult to make. I just wanted to get the hang of the fucking, the paint can and shit. Just fucking do it straight. It's incredibly difficult to draw with a fucking analog stick, believe it or not, trying to make fucking straight lines and shit, or like, you know, like, curve, like trying to make curved lines is fucking, it's pretty hard. I'll tell you that much. And then for my masterpiece, I mean, the biggest canvas they give you, the extra large ones, I was trying to think like a recreated, like, you know, again, I'm trying to, it's kind of like a nostalgic thing of like playing the Xbox one. So I'm just fucking like, what did I make? It was, what I was pretty certain I made when I was, I don't know, 14 or 15 or so, playing the Xbox version. So I drew like a giant gaping vagina and then like a cock off to the side shooting cum all over it. And so just, you know, a huge fucking canvas of that. So, I mean, yeah, it was primitive, yes, but in any way you want to slice it, it was primitive, but it definitely, resembled a cock and puss, you know, anyway, it was, I think you could figure out what it was, all I was going for. So I was a little apprehensive about that. You know, I'm like streaming the game on like Twitch and shit. I'm like, I wonder if somebody's just going to like fucking like immediately just like, oh, fucking like shut it down. Like that type of thing. Like fucking, oh, your channel's been suspended for drawing a fucking giant gaping fucking cunt. But then I remembered that nobody fucking watches my streams anyway, so fuck it, who cares, nothing happened really, you know, I'm like fucking, oh yeah, nobody's watching, or will they ever watch, like, the YouTube shit or anything, so who fucking cares, So yeah, I was getting like exactly what I wanted from Jet Set Radio for a little while anyway. I'm like fucking like, and I start to play the game. Like, ah, it's kind of fun fucking rollerblading around this fucking sugary fucking cartoon Japan fucking spray painting fucking vaguges all over the place and shit. So, I mean, you could compare the gameplay of Jet Set to like the early like Tony Hawk games. Where, you know, they drop you in a level, give you a time limit, but instead of going for like a high score or collecting tapes and shit, you're trying to find out like the specific graffiti spots you have to tag. And once you get to one, there's like a, you know, there's just hit a button. There's like a mini game where you have to motion the analog sticks in the way they tell you to, you know. So like each tag you make uses like spray cans, which you have to collect those around the world first, you know, skate around, collect the cans, then find the graffiti spots. And then like, yeah, it'll be like fucking whatever quarter circles and shit with the analog sticks. And if you do it right, like it takes like less spray cans than if you fuck it up, you have to like, it'll stop you. And then you have to like, if you run out of cans, you have to stop and go find more of them and go back and try doing it again. So I was really digging it for the first couple of levels. You know, as you progress and tag more spots, the police eventually come after you. And then like the army ends up showing up. And you can't really effectively fight them. You just have to fucking run away. And yeah, the further you get in the game, the more like ridiculous and fucking ultimately frustrating it is. You know, you've got fucking half a dozen cops on your ass, and they're fucking like running into you and fucking knocking you down if they hit you, or you know, they'll start like shooting at you. The fucking military like start shooting at you. And it seems like there's supposed to be a way to escape from them. You know, if you leave the area, like a short like cutscene will play out of like the police chief or whatever, like shaking his fist at you, fucking like, ah, I fucking, you know, fucking missed him. And it's like, oh, cool. So is he going to be gone from that area now, or can I just go do my own thing? But it's like fucking like, oh, but I still have a couple tags in that area I have to get, where I just fucking showed the police chief like, ah, you know, fucking like the place you ran off from. So, but then you fucking go back to try to get the tags, and like, oh, they're still there, so it didn't fucking matter at all. Like, you know, like why even bother showing that? I don't know. Then you get fucking like tanks and shit like shooting at you from like off screen and like nailing you where you're stuck. And it's like, God, but you start like doing the graffiti mini game thing. You're stuck in that screen, like that animation of fucking like, ah, you know, I'm doing the fucking like, you know, the fucking motions with the stick and shit. You know, you're stuck locked into that. And then like, then it's fucking like, oh, well, this fucking tank shell is coming and hitting me while you're doing it. And get hit once and it takes off like a quarter of your health. And it was starting to fucking like drive me nuts, you know. It's fucking like hard enough trying to figure out like where all the tag spots are on the maps. And you know, they give you a map you can look at, but it's not a very good map. A lot of it involves doing these like jump trick jumps to reach like secret areas. Like you'll have to grind a rail somewhere, like one specific rail, and then when you exit, when you fucking like jump off, the rail will end. It'll go like flying in the air and fucking like burst through like a bunch of walls or something like that, and like wind up in like an area that you couldn't reach otherwise, where there's fucking graffiti there. You have to fucking this tag spots there, but I mean, there's just like no way you could figure that out by looking at the map and figuring it out. You just have to like skate around and just find all this shit. So you know, it just ends up being a lot of trial and error and just like restarting stages and running out of time, because there's one fucking jump that's like nearly impossible to make because the controls are kind of shitty in the game. Speaking of running out of time, I'm gonna take a break, and we'll come back and talk about a little Jet Set Radio, I think, grind, whatever. We'll be back. All right, we're back. I hope you get set for some more Jet Set Radio. So, as far as the gameplay goes, it's very simple to skate around. There's not much to it, really. Tapping a button to gain speed. You can jump. You automatically grind on rails and shit, but there's no forgiveness to hitting the fucking hitting the rails. You have to be super fucking precise. There's no suction or auto targeting or whatever you want to call it. There's just these fucking tiny, like, paper thin rails they want you to hit. Often there's fucking multiple of those, and they're very close together, and then whatever one you hit's going to lead you in on, like, different directions. And some of them, if you fucking miss, like, a jump, you're just going to be dropped into a fucking pit, and then you need to fucking, like, skate your way out of all the shit and, like, you know, traverse half the fucking level again to even, like, get back up there and, like, attempt it, you know, try to do it again. So there was one spot on, like, the fucking second or third level where there's a crane you need to grind on and fucking jump off of it to access another area that has, like, a few tags in it. If the time limit for that stage was, like, 10 minutes, or we'll say it's, like, you have 10 minutes to fucking, like, complete the stage. I probably spent, like, 8 of those 10 trying to just trying to hit that one jump, like, trying to get up that fucking crane. So it's, like, you know, to even get up there, like, first, you have to, like, grind up, like, slide up like a playground slide to even get to, like, the platform where the crane's at. And there's all this shit around that where, you know, around the fucking, the slide, like the slide you have to get onto, or if you hit any of those, like, rails instead, you know, you grind, like, a fence or whatever, and it'll just, like, send you in the opposite direction, and it's fucking like, oh, now I'm facing a completely different way I'm fucking going, and or just fucking, like, you know, spits you out somewhere else, and it's fucking just like, dude, this is such a fucking pain in the ass trying to do this, you know what I mean? So and then it's this like giant fucking crane, which it should really be, like, no problem to hit and, you know, grind on and jump off of. Like, it's a huge fucking target, and yeah, it looks super fucking easy, but dude, I might as well be fucking random because it's so, like, particular of how you have to do it. You know, if you go slightly too fast when you hit it, you fucking, like, jump over it, like, jump over the fucking, like, the crane you have to hit, and then it's like, oh, well, then you fucking, you fall, and you have to fucking fall down a pit, and you have to climb up a fucking flight of stairs, get back to the playground, fuck with that again. If you go, like, it's like, oh, I'll go a little bit slower and just try to make sure I'm hitting this fucking, the crane exactly, you know what I mean? So, it's, you know, you go slow, but if you go, like, too slow, you'll be able to get on the crane. There's no way to really get it. You know, it's not like you can just, like, stop and, like, reverse or whatever and go down it and try again. It's like, once you're on it, you're committed. It's like, oh, but you're going too slow, and you won't be able, once you try jumping off of that to, like, clear the gap to get to the tag on the other side, it's like, oh, you're going too slow. Now you're just going to fucking fall down the same fucking pit, go up the stairs, go to the fucking playground, fuck with that slide again. You know what I mean? So, and then if you're like an inch, like, too far to the right or the left when you're trying to hit it, and you're going, like, you know, fast enough that you'd be able to fucking, like, jump off the crane and go, it's like fucking, like, oh, nope, you're not going to have enough time to stop. There's not enough fucking, like, clearance either way to fucking, like, stop and just turn around and try. It's like, no, you're going too fast. You're just going to fall in the pit again and fucking just do the same shit. So it's, yeah, it's so fucking aggravating because it looks easy. It fucking, like, should be easy to fucking pull off, but it's just, you know, the camera likes to fuck you over too. You know, it's, sometimes you have to hit, you're trying to hit, like, a big jump and, like, land on a rail after you go off the jump. And then, like, once you start, like, jumping, you're in the air, the camera just points, like, straight up, like, at your feet or whatever, you know, but, like, fucking below you, so you can't fucking see anything, so you can't even tell, like, oh, did I go too fucking fast, or did I jump too soon, or so you just can't tell. It's, you just jump, and it's like, oh, the camera's on your fucking feet, and where you're gonna land, really fucking aggravating, so Yeah, I gave up on Jet Set Radio too. The fucking cunt graffiti that I made could only entertain me for so long. And yeah, I was just getting really sick of playing the fucking same levels over and over and trying to figure it out. And I don't even think it was like a matter of getting like better at the levels or getting better at the game. It was just pretty much having to learn to deal with the bullshit that they give you and just get lucky pretty much. I am curious though about like the sequel, I guess, the game that I originally played, like Future on fucking Xbox. I mean, I wonder if that's like any better or if it's if that sucks now too. I have no idea. I was perusing the Steam discussions again just to see if there was any kind of like tips or whatever, like something I was missing to make it make the game like fun. And I just saw people talking about people like a lot of topics asking, oh, you know, where's Future? Is the Xbox game? Is that going to get ported to Steam or whatever? And fucking just people saying like, oh, dude, that game blows. You know, that game sucks, dude. And I mean, it's like, oh, why do you think it sucks? And fucking like, I don't know, dude. I just don't like some of the characters' designs. Like you know, the characters, I don't think look very good. So it's like, oh, you're a faggot. All right, I got it. So, pretty much, I just like came to the conclusion. Those people are complaining, like, the Xbox One sucked. It's fucking like, I just think they're just kind of mad that it wasn't on PC or whatever because other people are saying this, like, fucking, like, oh, well, in the Xbox One, like, same shit I was saying. It's like, dude, why is this, like, so, like, ridiculously hard? Like, there's certain, some, like, the other missions, too, it's like, oh, go, like, chase this gang down and, like, tag him on the back, but it's fucking just like, dude, there's no way to, like, really, once you hit, like, top speed, you're just kind of at top speed. There's no way to fucking, there's no, like, mechanics. There's not, like, a boost or anything like that. It's fucking, it's so, it's like, you know, they'll get going and like once they're past you, they're past you. And it's fucking like you're just like chasing them as so you have to wait 10 minutes, chase them around. You're both going at the same top speed and fucking, you know, it's fucking stupid. So, yeah, you just don't have a lot of speed control, which is part of the problem. But then it's fucking people in that are talking about the Xbox version. Like, oh, when the Xbox One, there was like a boost feature. You just fucking like you keep boosting. You know, and then fucking, that alone would be, you know, like, that alone would be a fucking, like, godsend to fix a lot of the fucking, the problems of this fucking game. But, yeah, whatever. I just fucking quit and fucking uninstall this fucking, I just don't feel like fucking dealing with this fucking game anymore. So, staying relevant once more, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, I think, is out next month. So, I already played and reviewed Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1 a while ago, which I played, when I reviewed it, I played it on PC, unfortunately, because that port was junk. You know, the controller support didn't work for weeks, and it would just crash whenever you tried to do the bonus simulation missions, which were a big part of the game. I think that was some of the best shit in that game was doing like the bonus missions. You tried doing that on PC, it would just crash every time, like it was a bug, you know. So yeah, I don't know how much of that got patched after I reviewed it, but I had to give it a big fucking middle finger because of the bugs and all that garbage. But otherwise, that game is still fucking fantastic. Like, the main game is fucking still really fun. Like, Ultimate Alliance 1 is still fucking great. But I don't think you can even fucking buy those games anymore because, whatever, legal bullshit. So I don't think they're on Steam. Or, you know, like, you'd have to fucking, I mean, you could probably find, like, the Xbox 360 ones or whatever you used, I'm sure. But it's probably the only way to play it at this point. But anyway, so Ultimate Alliance 2, playing on PC again, and that game is fucking perfectly stable. Like, I had no fucking issues on playing it on PC, unlike the other one. I mean, there were, like, some, I did have some fucking controller shenanigans when I first had a plane, but I'm pretty sure that was a Steam Universal issue because, the same shit happened to multiple games. I was trying to play with controllers around that time. Whereas Steam would load like a default controller profile for the game, I guess. It would just pop up in the corner of like, oh, default controller fucking loaded. And then, But then you try to play, and the sticks were set to act like a like the right analog stick instead of being like a second analog stick. It's like, oh, this acts like a Moes for some reason. It would just fucking be all fucked up. All the buttons would be all fucked up and switched around. But I fixed that. It went to just turn off the default, like don't load this default fucking Steam bullshit settings, and like fucking like, oh, the game is fine once you do that. And then I was actually surprised like how fucking slick Ultimate Alliance 2 still looks. Like, it still looks like a good fucking good looking game. It's not like fucking whatever next gen ray traced mind blowing graphics or anything like that, but I think if it came out today as like a $30 fucking game or whatever, I don't think anybody would complain about the graphics. Like, it still looks decent. And I was having a lot of fun with it early on. It played pretty close to the first one. You know, it was just still another like top down Diablo like game with fucking Marvel superheroes, and you know, you're getting XP and leveling up and unlocking powers, and there seemed to be a lot of characters to play as too. You know, they're just like locked until you progress, but you know, you open up the menu like, oh, you know, pick your team, pick your characters, and there's all this shit like, you know, blacked out, locked until you find them. I'm like, oh, it's a decent selection. I thought I was like, I thought before playing it, like one of my main complaints I thought was fucking, it's like, oh, there's not a lot of fucking not nearly as many people as there were in the first one, but I'm like, oh, there's still quite a few. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I was thinking like, oh, maybe it's a little bit harsh on this game when I first played it for whatever reason. Like, oh, it's early on, I'm like, oh, this seems like solid. Then, you know, as I kept going, as I kept playing, it all started to come back to me. First of all, about halfway through the game, maybe like 5 hours in or so, it turns into the Civil War storyline from Marvel. So maybe like a third of the characters are locked out because of the whatever side you pick. You know, you pick like, oh, do you want to go with Iron Man and fucking the fucking mutant registration, whatever? Do you want to go with Captain America and be like whatever freedom, whatever the fuck that was? So whatever side you pick, a bunch of characters get locked out. You can't fucking choose. So that kind of sucks. You know what I mean? There aren't enough fucking characters to choose from to begin with to justify that. You know what I mean? Like, if there are 50, you know, if there are like 50 characters you could pick from, and like, oh, we cut off half of them, like maybe, and then like you could like replay it and like see the other half and get some more like content out of the game, I guess. But the game's called fucking Ultimate Alliance. You know, the whole point is fucking like, oh, you pick like heroes and villains, just like pretty much anybody they give you. You just fucking just pick them and, you know, play as them on your fucking team. It's like just kind of like a whatever, just, you know, fan servicey, just fucking like mashup of just fucking like all these characters or whatever the fuck, some stupid story reason they can all fight together. Let's go. You know what I mean? And then fucking it's like, oh, well, no, it's the Civil War storyline, so we're going to cut off half of them. You know, it's just like, that's awful. It's really fucking bad. So, yeah, I mean, it maybe if it happened right at the start of the game too, you know what I mean? So you didn't know, like, it didn't show you that list, you know, if like you didn't know, it was just like, if it was at the whole story was, oh, it's the Civil War or whatever. Like, it was, oh, well, half of these guys are going to get cut out. And then it's like at the halfway point of the game, if they all came together, like that would make sense. You know what I mean? Like that'd be okay. If it was like, you know, chapter one, choose your side, and then, you know, the game's picking up steam, and then like fucking, you know, the way it is now is fucking the opposite way. It's just fucking like, oh, you just can't play half these characters now. Ha ha. You know what I mean? It's just, dude, fuck you. Like, this fuck, that sucks. That's just bad. And yeah, I mean, it's just, the more you play it, the more the flaws of the game stick out. And It's not a long game at all. You know, it's like 10 hours long, but the levels and the enemies are like clearly being fucking like recycled. You know, it's fucking like, oh, you know, here's a warehouse full of robots. Okay. And then like, oh, now I'm in DC. Cool. And then, hey, here's a warehouse with some more robots in it. And it's like, oh, cool. Now I'm in the motherland, our motherland, fucking Wakanda, which is neat. It's like a jungle that's different. And then I'm in another fucking warehouse fighting robots. You know what I mean? Like just fucking just recycles the same shit. And it's like, oh, well, here's like a huge, big long elevator sequence where there's going to be fucking, you're going to be fighting robots for 20 minutes. It's like the same shit. It's fucking just like, this is just kind of wearing on me. Just doing the same shit over and over. And what really sucks is, you get to a boss, and usually the only way to damage a lot of the bosses is with, specific super moves, like combo moves that require two different heroes to activate, their, you know, you have like a special move or whatever, you know, so each hero have like a special move, and then there's another super move where it's like, all right, well, we combine both of these guys together doing this super move, and that's like fucking like a thing. It's like a meter or tokens you fucking build up or whatever. So you got to do those, like the combinations of two different fucking heroes. So yeah, whatever, like Wolverine gets thrown by the Hulk, throws fucking Wolverine, and that's causes like a certain kind of damage, like crushing damage or something like that, or Storm and Jean Grey just shoot energy everywhere or whatever, and that's like, oh, it's energy damage or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? It's just fucking like different combinations of the different heroes do different kinds of damage. So depending on who you have on your team, I mean, you might just not have the right kind of damage available, like, period, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, I don't have this certain thing I need, so you have to swap somebody out and fucking, you know what I mean, just to figure out like how to get that. I think there's four different kinds, like four different damage kinds, or damage fucking whatever you want to call it, like damage outputs you can do. So if you have all them, you know, if you have like the right four on your team, you're good. But then that means the actual, like the real, like actual combination of heroes you can just like, that you could actually have on your team. If you want to have them all just stick with one fucking team before the whole time, it's like, well, then you're going to just run into situations where you're going to have to fucking swap out if you don't have the right combination, you know? So, no, so that just kind of sucks. I don't know, dude. It's like fucking like, you know, hey, you know, if you want to just have like a team of four big guys, like, oh, that's what it was. Like, oh, I have like this selection of fucking superheroes. I want to put like just all fucking, you know, huge fucking characters on. I want, you know, if you want like the Juggernaut, the Hulk, the Thing, and fucking like Thor or whatever, like, oh, that'd be pretty cool. Just go around fucking smashing everything with big fucking dudes. I think they're pretty much all just going to combo the same way. It's all just going to be the same fucking type of damage they're going to output. So that's the way the system works. So it's just fucking, you just can't do that. Like, you'll get to a boss and it's fucking like, oh, you just won't be able to get by him until you swap other people out that'll do different damage. You know what I mean? So that just fucking sucks. I don't know. Like you'd get to a boss, you'd be stuck. Like, they let you swap out people at any time. So it's not like, oh, you're stuck, you have to like reload. It's like, no, you can just do it right there and swap out to what you need. But and then at that point, it's like, oh, maybe just stuck with somebody you don't want to play as because you know, you need their fucking super or whatever. So it's, you know, just fuck you. I don't know. It's just kind of gay. It's just so limiting. A lot of the game just seems like limited. The whole point is just that, you know, again, Ultimate Alliance. It's supposed to be like this fucking like fantasy thing of just fucking like, oh, just do whatever you want and fucking do different combos. Just fuck around and put whoever you want in your team, but oh, you can't because of this and that. It's fucking all these like these limitations, and all half the fucking cast is fucking locked off because of the Civil War. It's like, dude, this is fucking really badly. This wasn't thought out very well. This kind of sucks. then there's the costumes, which I realize is a kind of gay thing to complain about, yeah, but it is fucking Gay Pride Month still. So in the first Ultimate Alliance, fucking, you know, each character had like three or four different costumes you unlocked by, but I think it was just by playing with them long enough and learning enough XP with each of them or whatever, and you'd just unlock everything as you went. And those were like crazy different from each other. Like, you know, Deep Dive is, you know, here's a 90s punk Storm. She has a mohawk, and Here's like the cowboy Ghost Rider from the 60s and the ultimate version of this guy and the classic version of that guy. And then you go to Ultimate Alliance 2, and each hero in Ultimate Alliance 2 is, I think they have just one alternative costume. Like, that's it. It's fucking, it's like, oh, this is like a different, like one different costume you can put on. That's it. Rather than four. And some of them too are just like more or less like palette swaps, where it's fucking like, oh, well, Ms. Marvel has a fucking, you know, white costume on instead of a red one. Ah, that's cool. You know, it's pretty shitty. And then you have to like meet specific requirements to unlock them. And some of them you can only do in like specific levels. It'll be like, oh, dude, like, you know, kill fucking 20 whatever ninjas. I don't even know. I forget what the fuck the requirements were. But it's like, oh, well, the ninjas are only in level 3, and he didn't start playing fucking Captain Marvel until level 4, so you'd have to go and replay it, and it just sucks. Like, the whole system sucks dick. It's pretty bad. So do the side missions, you know, those simulator missions. You know, the ones you fucking collect discs and launch them from the safe houses. But again, that was arguably the best part of Ultimate Alliance 1. Also, those would make the game crash on the PC version, which I already mentioned, but it does fucking piss me off. But you know, at least they work in 2, that's something. They don't crash the game, but they're fucking terrible. They're awful. Yeah, instead of telling like the origin stories of the characters, where, you know, you pick up like a Captain America fucking simulator disc, and you'd be like, oh, Captain America, you do that, and fucking like, oh, well, oh, here he was in fucking World War II or whatever, and, you know, it'd be like a whole like origin story of him. I mean, they weren't like elaborate or whatever, but it was just fucking, it's like, oh, they'd tell the story and just kind of do make like a custom map for to play as just Captain America, like shit like that. Or they'd have, like, you know, famous storylines from the comics they try, like, retelling in these fucking, like, short little fucking simulation missions. Instead of doing that, it's just, it's shitty fucking mini-games that seem like they're... You know, it seems like they're made for, like, online co-op or, like, PvP or something. Like, they don't seem like good single-player fucking missions. Like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, go play King of the Hill against the AI and... a circle will come up on the map, and like it will keep moving. You run to it and you stay inside of it, and they start giving you points, and then enemies will spawn in and try to like take the point, and then you just go and beat them up, and then the circle moves, and fucking like it's just not fun. Like, that's not a good fucking mode, not a good level to play. One of them's just like, hey, smash, like, just go around and just smash boxes. Like, that's it. That's the mission. go smash boxes. A warehouse full of boxes. And then go smash them for like 5 minutes and see how many you can smash. And then I shit you not, there's a stealth mission where you avoid. You're supposed to be like avoiding guards and freeing prisoners who, and then like once you free them, they're supposed to follow you to an exit point. But, you know, of course their pathfinding is broken and shit, and you know, they fucking just get caught up on walls, and then it's fucking like, God, he's just like, all right, you got this guy, he's gonna follow me, I'll go to the exit point. You get to the exit point, and then like, oh, the guy's like fucking still like caught up in his cell somewhere, like he couldn't find his way out of it. So then you just quit out and forget the fucking simulation missions even exist, because they suck. I mean, they're all pretty bad. So long story short, kind of short, I guess. I think I was right the first time about fucking Ultimate Alliance 2. It's just a fucking shadow of the first game. You know, it looks good, it plays fluidly, but ultimately, Alliance-ly, it's what we academics refer to as a polished turd, and everybody's heard about the turd, the fucking turd, the turd is the word. So do you guys want to hear about Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, which I barely fucking remember because it's been like weeks since I fucking played it now. But the game was 40 hours long, so it was pretty much like a full work week I spent fucking playing that game. So I'm going to talk about it at some point, goddammit. Or, you know, or we can do fucking Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. So I can have at least one thing that I discussed this episode that came out in the last decade. I guess Pathologic 2 did too, but whatever. We quit that one. Either way, I mean, I wrote reviews for fucking both of those games, Star Wars and fucking Bloodstained, which, you can read over at www.grunfreepress.com. I'm just going to throw that out there. So, yeah, I mean, whatever. Let's do, Bloodstained for Gay Pride Month, because, all throughout June, you can catch me live down by the creek, hunched over a washing board, scrubbing my drawers. And no, that's not a cranberry juice. You know, my undies are bloodstained from the gay rituals of the night. And basically, realistically, my hemorrhoids probably came back, but that's somehow more embarrassing these days, huh? Am I right, folks? So, yeah, Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. It's an awful lot like Castlevania Symphony of the Night. The Game Boy games, like the Game Boy Advance games and shit. You know, Circle of the Moon and Aria of Sorrow, et cetera, et cetera. It's a Metroidvania, and it's from the creator of the original Metroidvania, Symphony of the Night. Obviously, before that, I think they just called them Metroids. But the Metroids kind of stunk. Like my hemorrhoids. So Bloodstained was kickstarted about 5 years ago, and it kind of shows when you play the game, where it's like, this kind of looks and feels like a 5-year-old game. It feels low budget yet kind of bloated, because they had to promise to add this feature and that fucking extra for fucking like stretch goals or whatever, and they had to make sure they fucking put all the shit in that probably sounded good at the time. Then fucking like, it's kind of, I don't know why this is here. there's hundreds of fucking paintings that are hanging up in the castle, which look like they're just out of place and based on real people, and because they are, obviously, and the portraits are like ugly. It's just like, what was this, fucking ugly dudes and chicks everywhere, and some of them are portraits of cats. So it's just kind of like, hey there, fucking high Kickstarter backers. It is all pretty fucking obvious. So it is Bloodstained is very faithful to those, the older games, though. The map looks almost identical. The Symphony, all the fucking RPG elements are there. You need the fucking spike armor to cross the spikes, and equip goggles to if you want to see enemy HP. And you can have a fairy familiar follow you around to heal you and point out like breakable walls and shit. You get lost all the time. You have to stare at the map for like 5 fucking minutes and looking for a doorway that you didn't enter, and then you spend 20 minutes walking there only to realize you still don't have like an upgrade or a key that you need to get past it. That happens. So these games can be kind of fucking frustrating. The map in Bloodstained ain't great. I'm pretty sure even in fucking like Super Metroid, they would like color code which doors like you would need something for. It's like, it's pink or something. You need fucking like missiles to open that. So you just could look at the map and know what you needed, or fucking like whatever, or you need like a bomb or whatever, super bombs. And here it's just everything. It's just like a blue map with a white outline around the thing. You have to just look and stare and like, is there like a gap in the, in the white outline where there's a door? Or then again, you just don't know what you need to fucking get past that shit. I will be up front. Like, that's not that's not my favorite genre, the Metroidvania shit. Not my favorite. I definitely like the classic NES linear Castlevania games better. I think like the 8-bit spinoff that came out before it, that was like one of the stretch goals. Like, if we at this point we'll make like an 8-bit like fucking version of the game, or like a prequel or whatever. It was fucking Bloodstained Curse of the Moon, I think it was called, that came out 6 months ago or something like that. I think that's a better game. I think it's a better game than fucking like Bloodstained. And that's not to say Ritual of the Night is bad. It's just pretty much exactly what you think it is, only slightly worse, I would say. the visuals look pretty good, but it's like 3D models on a 2D plane. And they all have like a stained glass motif to them. But then the game itself kind of runs choppy, and it's hard to see shit sometimes. Like, you know, like the platforms you're supposed to be jumping on, like they'll blend in with the backgrounds, and which everything's just really colorful and like busy. So it just takes a bit to like be like, is that like it took me a while to be like, all right, well, this is what a platform just looks like in general, because it's like everything just kind of blends into the background and shit. Just fucking doesn't. So shit in the background will be moving and spinning, because it's like, you know, there's like a 3D background, you know, there's towers and shit, you'll be going up, and it's just fucking like everything's like spinning. You're trying to figure out on like a 2D plane, like a 2D map, where the map is fucking staying the same, but then it'll just kind of like, I don't know, it's weird. Like a lot of this is just weird to fucking like look at, and it takes a while to be like, what the fuck am I, what am I doing? Like, what am I looking at here? Or, you know, the enemy's animations are floaty and janky, kind of, so, and so are yours as you're playing, so it's tough to judge, like, distance when you're fighting. So you'll come to a boss, and he's fucking, he'll be, like, slowly jumping around and, like, walking towards you, and it would be, like, really, it would be easy as shit to avoid him if the entire thing was in 2D, and you could fucking, you could tell, like, you know, if it's like, all right, well, I know exactly what's going, like, what distance everything's coming, like, where his fucking outline is and all that shit's, like, real easy to read, and the platforms I'm jumping on are, you know, very clear. Like, if it was like that, like, oh, this would be, like, wicked easy to fucking get through. But here, like you can't tell where his fucking like hurt box is, you know, so you're just like slashing away and almost like randomly taking damage because there's so much shit going on. It's not fucking clear like what's safe, like, you know, it's a lot of the fucking bosses are just fucking like, it's like, oh, like they're gonna do the most damage to you just fucking like walking, like their animations of walking near you, and it's fucking like, oh, I'm sitting there swiping a sword, and then fucking, oh, he hit you and he fucking like got knocked back, and you know, it's fucking just hard to fucking like see, and like, I don't know. I like the game overall. You can go read the review, www.gruntfreepress.com. I'm tired right now. Big changes are coming up. I know I've said that as a joke for like 5 years, but I'm sincere this time. We'll leave that as a cliffhanger right now, and I'll talk more fucking Bloodstained. We'll talk more of fake Dracula next week. I'll let you in on the atom bomb that's going to rock the gaming podcast nation. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com. Take a guess. I just really need some fucking sleep right now. Hint, hint. I'm Absolute Deicide. Place your bets at betdsi.com. That's right, we're just going to run a bunch of ads. I sold out. The jig's up. I've been working for Big Gay this whole time.
Stings my eyes, I still find time to exercise in a uniform with two white stripes. Unlock my section of the sand, it's fenced off to the water's edge. I clamp a gas mask on my head on my beach at night. Another tanker's hit the rocks, abandoned to spill out its
plateaus, but I just step on any bones. I turn around and I go home. I slip back through my basement door, swing shop all that I own below. Dive in the scalding wooden tub, my old beach at night, the bed in my moonlight.
Is on duty 24 hours a day in the blue room, just up from the parking garage. Drink plenty of water when you take these. Now you can relax and return to your job.